All right, Peter, we just have a couple of minutes here, but we're having this conversation. Thanks for joining us. You can hear Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg Saturday at 1 here on WGN. What's the rule on the masks on the airplanes, Peter?
There is no federal rule on masks. The DOT refused to make one in the Trump administration, but Joe Biden, as the incoming president, has already announced he's going to change that and make it a federal rule where he can be controlling in federal areas like federal property, federal offices. And based on airline rules, that becomes airlines as well. So sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you can basically count on a federally mandated mask rule. Because right now it's up to the individual airlines, and they put the flight attendants in the uncomfortable role of being sky cops.
Right.
And that doesn't work. It doesn't work.
What's the rule going to be? I mean, for all domestic travel, sometimes you could be on that plane for 5 hours.
Or longer, of course. If you're going to be on a plane other than eating and drinking in short periods of time, you're going to have to wear the mask. That's the current rule that most airlines have, but now it's backed up with a federal mandate. And that's what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks once the Biden administration takes over.
Do you think they will carve out some exceptions for people who have an anxiety or a breathing issue or something like that?
Well, interestingly enough, some of the airlines have already figured that out. Delta Airlines, for example, says if you say you can't wear the mask because of a physical condition, they put you in touch with their doctor who will then make a decision as to whether or not you qualify. They're really going to stick to the rule.
That's an interesting point because it's easy for me to say I don't have these issues, but my attitude is then drive or don't fly. I mean, because you have some issue that keeps you from wearing a mask, as Steve just said, doesn't mean that the rest of us then wouldn't be vulnerable. I know that's tough for you, but I don't think it's fair to everybody else, Peter.
I totally agree with you, and so as a result, this is not a political issue. This is a public health issue.
Yeah.
I have to tell you that I argue all the time with some of my listeners who think I'm talking about restricting their rights or making things illegal for them to have their freedom. They couldn't be further from the truth.
Why do you say that? What do you mean?
Meaning this is not about restricting their rights. It's about protecting everybody's rights. You got to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. And right now, we're going to get to a point where we'll get to a vaccine card where in the next 6 months, you won't be able to even get on a plane unless you can show proof of vaccination,
yeah.
Which, by the way, will not alleviate you from having to wear the mask anyway.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. All right. Hey, Peter, I'm glad we found you, at least for that. We'll listen for you Saturday at 1 o'clock with Eye on Travel, okay?
Sorry my plane was late. I'll use that as an excuse.
That never happens to Peter Greenberg.